Okay, yesterday we gave an introduction to Sif Beis, which was the chiyuv of women, to, married women, to cover the hair. So we spent a lot of time on that, which is basically the introduction to Sif Beis. So now let's just jump into Sif Beis. We still have some. Okay, so we'll see how much we're going to get done today. Okay, another small introduction. We spoke about the chiyuv covered the hair. Now we'll talk about the saying Kriya Shema in front of that hair. So the Gemara and Brachos and Daf Chof Dalet that we've been discussing says Tefach Bi'isha Erva, and then the Gemara says it's talking, well, you're not allowed to look at any part of a woman, and therefore now we're talking about his own wife in Kriya Shema, Tefach Bi'isha Erva. Then it talks about Shok Bi'isha Erva. We already discussed that. Then, Omar Shmuel Kol Bi'isha Erva. Omar Rav Sheshes Se'ar Bi'isha Erva. Okay, so there's a big machlokas about this Kol and this Se'ar. Is this also talking about Ishto L'Kriya Shema? Or this is talking in general? Like, you're not allowed to look at, listen to a woman's voice. Kol Isha. You're not allowed to listen to women singing. You're not allowed to look at a woman, just like you're not allowed to look at a woman, you're not allowed to look at her hair either. Is this a din in Eben Ezer, Hilchos Girls? Or is this a din in Arachayim, Hilchos Kriyashma? So the Rif and the Rambam leave it out by Kriyashma. They don't make any mention of this by Kriyashma, because they hold that this has nothing to do with Kriyashma, this is a din Eben Ezer, Hilchos Girls, Ayin Sham. Rav Haigon, I think the Rush brings down Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon says, no, all of them are the Kriyashma. Rashi, Divar Maska Erva, says Lehistakel, V'chein B'ishto L'Kriyashma. Now it's unclear which Divar Maska Erva, I don't know exactly which one is going on. The word Erva appears like 5 times over there. But it sounds like he's talking about both, right? It could be both. It's a din in Histakel, he's not allowed to look at it. Also a din in Kriyashma. Now, the Rush seems to split the psak. When it comes to hair, he seems to say that it's also to say Kriya Shema in front of a woman's hair. And when it comes to Kol, her singing, he says, Lishmoa velo li'inyin Kriya Shema. So he seems to single out that hair is going to be a din in Kriya Shema, whereas Kol has nothing to do with Kriya Shema. Kol has to do in general, Eben Ezer. You're not allowed to listen to a woman's voice. Nothing to do with Kriya Shema. Now, what does that mean? Like Katril asked the other day, if you're not allowed to listen to a woman singing, so obviously you can't say Kriya Shema while a woman's singing. So the Madana Yontif underneath the Rush explains, no, even though a person is not allowed to hear a woman singing, it could be over here. It sounds like in those days, women used to walk around the streets singing, and if they're going to be makbid not to say Kriya Shema, but a woman singing, so then they can never say Kriya Shema. They're going to be mevatel mitzvos Kriya Shema. And therefore, Chazal will not go there by Kol Isha for Kriya Shema. That's the Rush. When the Beis Yosef brings this down, he says that Locha is like the Rambam, that Kol B'Isha Erva, Ser B'Isha Erva has nothing to do with Kriya Shema, it's a din in Eben Ezer, it's a din in Hilchos Girls. And then the Beis Yosef concludes, Tov Lizar Lechatchila Mi Se'ar V'Kol B'Shas Kriya Shema. It's good to be Zar Lechatchila, not to say Shema in front of Kol Isha or Se'ar Shel Isha. On that, the Darkei Moshe responds, he says, no. He says, this is not a Tovli Zahir. It's not a Chumrah. This is Atza. He says, Yesh Locha Shimshim Yisura. The Rabbi Moshe. There are many Mishonim that are Atza. This is Atza. Now, Lameisa, even though the Beis Yosef, he says, Alacha Keramba, Miu Tovli Zahir, when it comes to the Shulchan Aruch, he seems to go with the Rush. That the Se'ar is Midina, it's Atza. And the Kol is just Tov Lizar. Okay, so we're going to get to Kol in a little bit. Now we're up to Se'ar. Again, yesterday we spoke about... yesterday we spoke about the chiyuv of a woman to cover her hair. Now we're going to discuss the Kriya Shema relevance of a woman's hair. So in Eben Ezer over there, they're both brought down. You're not allowed to listen to Kol Isha. You're not allowed to look at a woman's hair, just like you're not allowed to look at the rest of her body to enjoy the view. when it comes to Kriya Shema, the Mechaber uses Lashon of by Se'ar, it's Aser, and by Kol, he uses the Lashon of Yesh Lizahir. Okay, so now we're going to go through Sif Beis after we've had a long introduction. Simen Ayin Hei Sif Beis. Se'ar Shel Isha, the hair of a woman, Shedarka Lechasoso, that it is the derech for her to cover her hair, Aser Likros Kinegdo, he's not allowed to say Kriya Shema in front of the uncovered hair of a woman. Hagod, note says Rama, Afil Ishto, even if it's his wife, he can't say Kriya Shema in front of her uncovered hair. Ava Besulo, Shedarkin Lelech Pruos HaRosh Mutter. But single girls, where it's derech, it's normal for them not to cover the hair, that's going to be Mutter. Okay, so the Magen Avraham has a kasha that in Eben Ezer, the Mechaber seems to say that even single girls have to cover their hair. In Eben Ezer, the Shulchan Aruch says, Lo teilachna pruot rosh b'shuk, women should not go out with pruot rosh, which sounds like her hair is uncovered, echad pnuyot ve'echad eishes ish, whether she's a married woman or whether she's a single woman, single girl. Okay, so here he says that forget about what we know that our 12-year-old daughters are not wearing shetel. Let's leave what we do on the side. Okay? Here we have a seer in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Besulas, it's a derech to apuros rosh, and it's mutter to say Kriya Shema in front of them. And over there in Eben Ezer, he says that a single girl is not allowed to go out with her, seemingly with an uncovered head. So there's three answers to this kasha. So the Magen Avraham over here says that there's two different types of apuros rosh. There's uncovered hair, and then there's hair that is let loose. So he says that Bayas is talking about uncovered hair. Single girls allowed to have uncovered hair. And over there, when it says that she's now going to the shuk, Perot Rosh, it doesn't mean uncovered. It means like mefuzar. It means like the hair has to be like, you know, put on a keshet, whatever you call that in English, and you pull the hair back. Like the hair should be neat and tidy and tied up and not flying all over the place. And that's how the Magen Avraham passes, that a single girl has to have her hair pulled back and be neat and tidy, and that is what they do in the Beis Yaakov world. Girls pull back their hair. I thought it was just so they don't share lice with their friends. But really, it's halach and tznius. So here the Mishnah Berurah says, if katan yud beis, my Magen Avraham, shekasa delo yecho begli arosh, rak im saratan kluot velo sturot, the hair should be tied back. That's what Magen Avraham says, and that is the Beis Yaakov minhag. Aval hamachza shekav avagin bar makilim azeh. However, there are big posts came that are mekil, which is not necessarily maker a din, but there is a source for such a thing. Now, the Magen Avraham does not like the other answer to this kasha. The other answer to this kasha appears in Eben Ezer by the Chalkas Mechokeg, and that's the Masa Shekel Magen Giborim, and it's in the Beis Shmuel. And they say that over here we're talking about Basulos. So Basulos is a girl who's never been married. Over there, it uses the Lashon Pnuyos. Pnuyos is a girl who's available, which means, they say, it's a Grusha or an Almana, or could even be Ba'ula. A girl who had relations with someone, even if she's single. So those women are supposed to have their hair covered. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does not, from what I saw, does not discuss the divorcee and the widow. But he does talk about even a single girl who's been with a man has to have her hair covered. So obviously, the Almana and the Grusha also have their hair covered. Mishnah Berurah Sifkata and Yud Aleph. Ubasulos arusos. So that's a whole big discussion. When does the obligation of a woman to cover hair, when does that begin? Does that begin after kiddushin, after nisuin, covering the hair at the wedding, not covering the hair at the wedding, when to cover the hair at the wedding? So here the Mishnah says, Basulos arusos. After kiddushin, already asuros leilach begili arosh. They cannot go with an uncovered head. If the girl, you know, was whatever, she slept with someone she wasn't supposed to sleep with. She's single. She's not supposed to sleep with anyone. Ve'ein arotza lotzeis b'tzaif arosha k'derach hanashim ein yecholin l'kofa. So it's embarrassing when she's going to walk around with her hair covered. Oh, why are your hair covered? You're married? No, I slept with someone. So they can't. You can't force her to do such a thing. But Mishnah Berurah holds that really that's what she should do. Don't announce that at the Baal Tshuva seminars. What?
What's the Besulah Shenibbalah?
She's not a nibble anymore.
No, she says,
I don't know. I hear what you're saying. No, no, no.
Can't be both.
I don't know. I hear you dig. I don't know.
Single girl.
I don't know. Now, in Eben Ezer, the Be'er Heiter brings the big machlokes to poskim if an arusa, a woman, who marriage has two parts, is kiddushin / erusin, and nisuin. We do them both together. They used to have a year in between. A woman, after kiddushin erusin, does she have to cover hair? Be'er Heiter has a big machlokes to poskim. Ruki De'eger Bayas brings down that she has to cover hair, and you see that's the psak of the Mishnah Brura as well.
Most women
do it.
They don't do it.
I don't know if that's not true. It depends. Hold on.
They have to do it right by the Christmas.
No, there are a lot of girls who go. There are a lot of girls who go to the chuppah with the sheitel. Yeah. Yes.
Most not.
I don't know. I'm from the modern Orthodox world in New York. I don't know what they do over here. I don't know. I remember when I got married, the whole discussion, whatever, whole balagan. Rabbi Willig has this hat that Rabbi Willig holds as long as she's wearing that crown, like the kala thing on her head, even though you can see all her hair, that's a siman that she's married, and that's good enough until after the wedding. That's a whole okay.
A woman should tie back her shape.
Right, that's why the whole discussion about long sheitel. She should have a short sheitel. Okay, we're not going to go there. Okay.
I love Beitan.
Okay, so. Okay, I don't remember if we said this yesterday. So the Mishnah Berurah says. Okay, Mishnah Sifkat on Yud. So we said a woman has to have her hair covered, and then you now say Shema in front of it. Mishnah Sifkat on Yud. I feel him ain't back with the chassos a rak b'shuk. A woman covers her hair only in the shuk, not in the house, not in the chotzer. Yesterday we spoke out the whole discussion. Maker did his mutter. The Mishnah Berurah, in my opinion, recommends she covers her hair even in the house, but making this not necessary. But Moshe Feinstein says you can marry a girl even if she's not going to cover her hair in the house. It's fine. Even though he also recommends it, but we have the Zohar, we have the Kimchis, it's a chash of a thing, but it's a big deal to impose on someone, you definitely can't impose it on a woman. So here the Mishnah says, so she covers her hair outside, and now she doesn't always have her hair covered. But when the husband, you know, is benching, or her husband is making a bracha, is davening in front of his wife, so the hair is a din erva, but also shamlikos kenegda. In this guy, says, man, if her hair is uncovered, even a little bit, he's not allowed to say krishma, or anything, any brachas, any Torah, anything in front of her uncovered hair.
What does kenegda mean?
Facing her.
But I'm sitting in front of her.
Okay, we're going to get there. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues, Sifkat on Yud, Vida'od. Da'afilim derech ishezu v'chabro te'abo oso makom le'lech b'gilei rosh b'shuk derech ha'prutzos. Even if this woman and all her friends do not cover the hair as they are supposed to, which is very well known, as hard as for us to believe that in pre-war Europe, most of the women did not cover their hair. And not surprisingly, in post-war America, most of the women, religious Orthodox women, did not cover their hair. Nonetheless, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's still going to be usher. In gilui shoka, like if she's going to uncover her thigh, and that's the way they do it there, it's still usher b'chol gadni. It's going to be usher. Why? Since me ikra din, she's chayav to cover her hair. Like we discussed yesterday, this is a Torah. We learned that from Saita Dersiv Upara Rosh Isha. We uncover the hair of the Saita, which means it was covered. It's supposed to be covered. Machzikos v'das motion is hers. Mizemi most of us semi olam ve'adata bichlal ervi ve'osel likros kinegdan. It has to be covered, and one cannot say Kriyat Shema in front of that hair. Now, there's a famous Aruch HaShulchan who lived at the same time as the Mishnah Berurah, and I once heard someone quote the Aruch HaShulchan that women don't have to cover the hair. Chas v'shalom. That's not what the Aruch HaShulchan says. The Aruch HaShulchan writes very strong language. I'll read it in Hebrew. V'atabo unitzaveach al pirtos doreinu babonoseinu arabim. Shezeh shanim rabot. She nifritu b'noshizah b'avon zeh. V'hochoz b'gili harosh. V'choma shetzaku al zeh. Hu lo le'ezer v'lo le'ho'il. V'ata pasta ha'mispachas. Shanesuos hochoz b'azarazin. Kama b'sos. Oy lanu. She'olso b'yemeinu kach. Okay, it goes on how fiery opposed he is to the fact that there are married women who are not coming there. But he says, they're supposed to cover the hair, and if they do, and most of them do, that makes it a part of the body that's normally covered. So even if a woman walks around with her shoulders uncovered, you're not allowed to say Shema. Even if a lot of women walk around like that, that's not acceptable. So you can't say Kriya Shema or any bracha or any Torah in front of that, the woman's shoulders. Who would din a woman's hair when it's supposed to be covered? But, says the Aruch HaShulchan, Mr. Bura says the hair has to be covered, even if she is uncovered and everyone else is uncovered, it doesn't matter, it's Asar, and it has din Erva. And the Aruch HaShulchan and Ramosha Feinstein brings down this Aruch HaShulchan, and they both say that if most of the women do not cover the hair, so even though they're doing something wrong, the hair no longer has the status of erva, and one can daven and say Kriya Shema in front of that hair. Now, that was very common, like Baruch Hashem, in our generation, you go to modern Orthodox communities, and many, if not most of the women are already covering the hair. So this heter of the Aruch HaShulchan Ramosha is not necessarily going to apply. It comes up, Ramosha has a tshuva about the glass machitza, where you can see the woman's hair. So he talks about where you can see the woman's hair, and you can't. But he says, but since you know all the women are not covering the hair, I don't know. I don't remember what year he wrote it. It's the first volume of Igros Moshe, so it might have been in the '40s, the '50s, a very long time ago. Well, the tshuva came from Los Angeles. So anyway, so the Aruch HaShulchan and Ramosha are mekel. If most of the women don't cover the hair, even though they're doing something wrong, it does not have the status of erva, and you can daven in front of the hair. And the Mishnah Berurah disagrees with that. Okay, so that's the machlokas. Fine.
But how can you do, say, a single girl, like a bal teshuva girl, with her hair covered, say a bracha near, around, in front of her?
He's saying because she slept with somebody.
Yeah.
And we just said, make her a din, she has to have her hair covered. Interesting.
That would depend on the machlokas.
Which machlokas? No. Oh.
Or
meaning the Magen Avraham is going to disagree with that.
She's wearing a ponytail. It's also funny.
I hear.
Ponytail
is by a girl. No. I hear. That's the thing. It's all. It all came out of that steer in the mechaber. Okay. I don't know. Right. Uhu adin saros shel nashim shirigilin lotzis michutz letzimtan. The hair that flies out of the hair covering, it's okay to say Kriya Shema and brachos in front of that hair. Okay, the tzimtan was like, you know, woman was a hat, and then she puts like a band on to keep the hair in. But there's still hair that comes flying out, and that you don't have to worry about, that's okay. So the famous shoe from Ramosha also, he says up to a tefach, 2 inches this way, two etzbaot this way, and 8 etzbaot that way, makes for a square tefach. No discussion, he means the chachila she could leave it out, it means with the abbot if it fell out, it doesn't have a din erva for Kriya Shema. Okay, I think I asked Chaim Kanievsky this question, actually. And he said she should cover all her hair. And if some falls out, so some falls out, like that's just the way it goes. Okay, v'kol shekein se'ar nachris, the girsa is peya nachris, meaning a wig, afil darka lechasos. So the big machlokas of poskim, every now and then they plaster the walls of Haredi communities, how all our wives wearing shetels are doing something wrong. So here's the big machlokas. They bring down from the Shulta Giborim in Shabbos says that a shetel is okay, she can cover her with a shetel, it's not considered erva, everything is fine. That's what the Magen Avraham says. However, they had shetels then too, right? They weren't as beautiful as they are now. You're right. Good. Now they bring down the Be'er Sheva. He says no, a shetel doesn't help. A shetel, it's actually her hair is uncovered, and it's like erva, you can't say Kriya Shema in front of the shetel, and the Chasam Sofer holds like that also. And he says all the heterim, every time you see in Shas that a woman's going out with a shetel, with a pay and nachris, it means a double decker. It means a shetel, but there was something on top of the shetel. She can't go out alone with a shetel. That's what Hasidic women do. They wear what they call the double decker. They wear the shetel, and then they put something on top of the shetel, so it shouldn't be whatever, out of the Marasayan, double covering. Okay, so that the Mishmura says, Sifkat and Tezvav. Kari, now Nachris is a confusing word, because you could be talking about a non-Jewish woman's hair, which also comes up over here. So he says, Kari Nachris la seah shenechtach ve'enu davuk le besara. We're talking about a shetel, a wig. Usvirle da'azeh lo amr chazal sebi she'erah. That's not called Serbi Sheva. The Gamatu Legaloso, she's allowed to uncover it. The Aimba Mishum Priyasa Rosh. That's not called, she walks out with a shetel that she's going out without her hair covered. The Yesh Cholkin, but Omrim, the Afa Pe Nachu Shaykh Serbi Sheva. The Issa Priyasa Rosh. And those that disagree and hold that a shetel is no better than regular hair. The cross of a prima garden, the Bimdino, she yotes in Hanashim Bepe Nachus Megula, in a place where women go out, like in Beitar, where they just go out with a shetel, nothing on top of it. Yesha, they shall lismach al Shulchan Aruch. That it's okay. Umashmi neishan dafil seyah shal atzma. The prima garden wants to say, even if she can make a shetel out of her own hair, and that's also okay. Shenachta b'achga achir b'l rosha. Gam king yesh lakya. However, if a sefer mugging giborim, hichmir v'seth, mugging giborim is machmi that you can't wear a shetel of your own hair. The cross of Odshan, dim ein minag amokom sheyach lan rosha b'pe nachris. If it's not there, minig to go out with the sheitel. If you go to the Malon Vizhnitz and Kiryat Vizhnitz and Bnei Brak, and all the women go out with the same, you know, whatever, pillbox, whatever they wear over there, over the sheitel. So I don't know. Maybe you're a guest in Malon Vizhnitz, you have to do when in Vizhnitz, do like the Vizhnitz is. I don't know.
Not because it goes,
Mar Sinai.
Can you say Kriya Shema in front of a sheitel?
That's what he's saying.
No, it's your machlokas.
Right, I'm a sheitel head.
I'm a dummy head. According to the.
Okay, that is. Okay, we're running out of time. Let's see if we can get in Sif Gimel. Okay, Sif Gimel. Now, one more thing that's very important. I realized this till recently. The Aruch HaShulchan and Rav Moshe, who are Mekel on the hair and Tezna Erva, they're also throwing in a tziruf of the Rambam and the Rif, who hold that the Din Sayar Bisha Erva has nothing to do with Krishma. It's a Din Evan Ezra. It's a din, and not looking at that like any other part of a woman's body. It has nothing to do with Krishma. So they're throwing that in as a tziruf. We don't pass them like the Rambam and the Rif. We pass them like, let's say, the Rush, whatever. But we pass them, it is a din in Krishma. But with all his other lumdis, he's throwing that in as a tziruf, that it would be okay. Sif Gimel, hold on, no time. Yeshi Zar Mishmias Kol Zemer Isha Bishas Krishma. Here the Mechaber doesn't say Aser. He says one should be careful from listening to a woman singing while he's saying Krishma. Hagava Afilu B'Ishto, even if it's own wife. Aval Kol Ragavayin Erva, but if it's a regular voice, she's talking on the phone, that's not a problem. But if she's singing, then it is a problem. Okay? So here the Rama does not protest as he did in Zarki Moshe. Just interesting to point out, like Moshe, he was upset at the Mechabesh for the Beis Yosef saying, Yesh the Zahir, it should be Aser. Okay? But again, the Rush says that Kol B'Isha Erva is a din in Evan Ezra, it's a din in Hilchas Girls, it's not a din in Hilchas Kriyashma. Mishmir Sifkatun Yedzayin, Zemer Isha, Afila Pnuya, even if she is a single girl, but here Pnuya means a single girl who hasn't had a period yet. She's under 12. Aval Shalom Bishas Krishma Shari, and therefore it's not Krishas Krishma. The girl's 10 years old and she's singing, that's okay. Actually, Chavin Hanifza, he shouldn't have Kavana to be Nene, Shalom Yavoli, they hear her. Vizemer Ashes Ish, but a married woman, Vachin Kol Ha'arayas, La'olam Asa the Shmoa, he's never allowed to hear them singing. Vachin Pnuya Sheen either. A woman, a girl, hits age of 12, she has a period, she doesn't go to the mikvah until the night before a wedding. Michal Arayati, Ubsulos Didan Kulam Becheskas Nida, saying all of our single girls are Becheskas Nida once they hit age 11, 12. Mishiagirem Zman Vesas. The Kozemer Pnuya Nachris, a non Jewish woman, Gamke Michal Erva of Asa Shmoa, Ben Kohen, Ben Yisra. Now he says, Makam Akam, Imu Bederach, Ben Akam, Oba Irvu Onus, Shiev Shalom Limchos. He's on the bus. Okay, that's the radio is already a different thing, but. Perhaps the girls are singing. He can't tell them to stop, or he does, and they don't listen. Whatever. Came to Matzim to Miki Erva Midaraisa Mutu Likros Lavarich, because it's not called Erva Daraisa. The pasuk says that it's something that's attractive. It doesn't call it Erva. The Inlokin came and Shana Shuli Bein Agum Nisbatam Itara Tefila. Well, Zanema Eisa Sos Hashem Efer to Esecha. Ach Yisamet Liba Lachem La Kedusha Sholtzeg Vilitin Liba Lakol Azem. You should be careful not to pay attention to the singing. But if he has no choice, he has to daven. He's on a train. He's on a plane, and girls are singing. He has no choice, so he should pay attention to his davening or learning and do his davening and not worry about the fact that they're singing Eisa Sos Hashem. Otherwise, you know, he's not going to daven. Not going to say Kriyashma. They don't make brachas.
He's talking about times that it's always it's common. Like in our right. If someone's on the bus, you could wait till you get off the bus.
Right, in Echinami. Yes, right. Agreed. Okay, so Deir Shu has a field here. There's tons over here. Talks about... Deir Shu talks about, you know, that there's... exists a heter of Kol Isha, if many women sing together, and he brings down from Rav Osner and Rav Karela, there's no heter of many women singing together, it's still Otzer, and someone says heter of a man and a woman together, and he brings down from Rav Osner, that's Poshet, that's Otzer also. Then talk about hearing the voice of a woman that you don't recognize. That's the famous tshuva from Rav Avadya. Rav Avadya says listening to a woman singing on the radio and you don't know what the woman looks like, that's okay. They don't bring that down from Rav Avadya, but they do bring it down from Rav Ben Tzvi and Abishol. Rav Oz's Machmir and Rav Ben Tzvi and Abishol's Meko. Then he talks about Zmiris in the house with his wife who's Anida, which is a suffix of the Piskei Tshuva, and many poskim say they shouldn't do that. And they talk about singing Zmiros with the sister, who's above age 11. That's a discussion. Rosh Hashanah's Mekel. Others are Machmir.
The
brothers and sisters.
The recorded music,
Rav... If they don't know what she looks like, Rav Osner, they bring the Rav Osner's Machmir, and Rav Ben Tzvi and Abishol is Mekel.